Dominicans in Puerto Rico. Free ESL podcast number 46. In this episode, we will be discussing the following. Part 1, why are Dominicans coming to Puerto Rico? Part 2, short story. And Part 3, questions and answers. Hi everyone, my name is David, and it is my goal to help you learn English faster. Learning to speak English is easier than you think. You just need to use the correct learning methods. Remember that you can always access the complete written transcripts for each podcast at learningenglishfaster.com. Before we get into why people from the Dominican Republic are coming to Puerto Rico, I would like to recommend another podcast for English learners. It is called English with Steven and can be found at englishwithsteven.com. I have listened to several of Steven's podcasts and they are very interesting. And they are a great resource for anyone who is in the process of learning the English language. The English with Steven podcast talks about learning strategies, and it tells stories about the origin of words and the history of the English language. One thing that is particularly helpful for English learners is that the website has the complete written transcripts to each podcast episode. Again, that website is englishwithsteven.com. And you can find the link for the 100 Years War podcast in the transcripts for this podcast at learningenglishfaster.com. Part 1. Why are Dominicans coming to Puerto Rico? The West Coast beaches of Puerto Rico have become a major port of entry for the United States for thousands of Dominicans trying to escape their country's poor economy. Every month, around 1,500 Dominicans crowd into hastily built wooden or fiberglass motorboats and embark on a dangerous 75-mile journey to Puerto Rico. Some of them will find low-wage jobs in Puerto Rico, but most of them buy an airline ticket to New York in the United States, where they have friends and family. Apparently, the economy in the Dominican Republic is so bad that people are willing to risk their lives for the possibility of something better. Part 2. Short True Story. My family likes to take long walks on the beaches of Puerto Rico, usually on the west side of the island. On many occasions, we have noticed small boats just abandoned on the beach. Frequently, the boats are in pieces because they smashed into rocks or coral reefs. The other day, the four of us were walking and we saw a bunch of clothes and life jackets that had been painted blue left on the beach. It was obvious that someone had come ashore and left their stuff on the beach to run away. I truly feel sorry for the people who came ashore there because I know the area and there is no good way to get to shore without going over some very sharp rocks. The other day, we found one of the boats that was not broken, and my wife decided to take a picture of our dog and me. You can see the picture on the free podcast page at learningenglishfaster.com. This type of desperation is a sad reminder that we should always be thankful for the little that we have. Part 3. Questions and answers. Now, I will tell a small part of the true story, followed by a pause. This pause is time for you to answer out loud. Short and quick answers are best. My answers may be slightly longer to provide context. This technique simulates a conversation and helps you to start thinking in English. Answer the questions as if you were telling the story. My family likes to take long walks on the beaches of Puerto Rico, usually on the west side of the island. On many occasions, we have noticed small boats just abandoned on the beach. Were you and your family looking to buy a boat? No, we were not looking for boats at all, but we frequently find them abandoned on the beach. Frequently, the boats are in pieces because they smashed into the rocks or coral reefs. The other day, the four of us were walking and we saw a bunch of clothes and life jackets that had been painted blue left on the beach. Why are some of the boats in pieces? Because they were attacked by sharks? Or because they smashed into the rocks and coral reefs? The boats that we find are frequently in more than one piece because they smashed into the rocks and coral reefs. We actually don't have many sharks around Puerto Rico. It was obvious that someone had come ashore and left their stuff on the beach to run away. I truly feel sorry for the people who came ashore there because I know the area. And there is no good way to get to shore without going over some very sharp rocks. Why do you feel sorry for the people who left their clothes on the beach? Well, I feel sorry for anyone who has to risk their life to flee poverty. I felt particularly sorry for whoever came ashore in that location, because there was no way to avoid the sharp rocks in that area. The other day, we found one of the lifeboats that was not broken, and my wife decided to take a picture of our dog and me. Did your wife take a picture of you with the boat? Yes. She took a picture of me holding our dog in one of the boats that made it ashore in one piece. This type of desperation is a sad reminder that we should always be thankful for the little that we have. Does this type of desperation make you thankful? In a way, it does. When I see people fleeing such a desperate situation, it makes me thankful for the little that I have. This free podcast uses some of the same learning methods that are used in the complete courses, but the stories in the complete courses are superior because they provide much more context, and each new lesson is a continuation of the same story. If you like this free podcast, please help me to continue developing content by liking, subscribing, and sharing on your favorite social media. Until next week.